our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And we're awesome.
Yeah.
We are podcasting to you tonight on this, the something.
18th. It's July 18th.
It's the 18th already?
The 18th already. I know, right? Like, I don't even remember it becoming July. It's already the 18th.
Oh, man. We are in this on the third Monday of July.
It's the first day. It's been chilly for a little while. It wasn't...
Wait, are you sure it's the 18th?
Yeah, it's the 18th. It's the 18th. 4th is a Monday. But it's the 18th. I wrote the date all day today.
How was it the 18th?
I don't know. It just is.
Is it today Monday?
Yeah, today's Monday.
But that's only 12 days.
That's 14 days.
Oh wait!
just kidding.
I mean, it's 14 days. It turns out that
2 weeks.
Turns out that 7 times 2 is not 12.
Yeah. You should turn down that microphone just a little tiny bit, just a little bit, Oh, does it go on there?
I don't know.
No, that's like I said a little. I don't know if it did anything at all. It's fine. Yeah, you were saying. You say something, but I don't know what you're saying. You did a pre-release this weekend, and it sucked.
Oh, yeah, I lost real bad.
Yeah. And it was midnight, too, which, like, made it worse.
Yeah. Well, I've practiced since then. I played all day today, so that made up for it.
Cool. I mean, it didn't make up for the money we spent. Plug for our Patreon or PayPal, because we're broke as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Sign up for Patreon.
Yeah. Do you think it's patreon.com/ahapodcast?
I don't know. I don't know. Either. I doubt it.
I don't know.
I think I put, I pinned the tweet to our Patreon on our AHA Podcast Twitter.
Twitter? Okay.
Let me double check that.
No, it's fine. It doesn't matter. It honestly doesn't matter.
I don't know. Do they send us notifications when someone signs up for it?
I don't know.
Should we check it and see if anybody signed up?
No.
And then we can do like
a
shout-out.
Yeah, I'm sure they send you a notification.
I'm positive they notify you. Are you?
Yeah, because here's what's going to happen. You're going to look this up, and you're just going to be disappointed because...
No. There might be someone.
No, try it with the /aha podcast, see if it works.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that'll work.
Well, see if it does. I think you have to be, like, a real Patreon to...
Oh, I spelled... I put podcat.
Podcat!
Let's try it.
No, it doesn't work.
It's not going to work.
I know there's Patreons where that does work, but you don't have to log in. You just search for our Patreon and see that nobody's.
Well, if you log in, you can see it. I'm doing it. I haven't looked at it before, so we're checking it.
I don't think our Patreon exists anymore.
Hold on. It might. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have any patrons, as expected.
We have 0 patrons.
Yeah. All right, cool. So now that we've had that disappointing bit of news that we already knew about.
Oh, I have a snack for us.
You have a snack?
I made it.
Oh, boy. What is it?
It's lemonade.
No, it's not good lemonade. I'm not drinking that again. I'm not wasting the calories on that lemonade.
So
it's terrible. We're both fat, and
need that. I bought lemonade at the store, and it was, like, store-brand lemonade.
It's gross.
It's like the ones you buy in, like, a tube that's frozen, and then you dump it in water, and you stir it up real good.
Yeah, it's not good.
And then I tasted it, and it tastes like they took a whole lemon and just ground it up.
That's probably what they did.
Yeah, because that's... You know, more easier and cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, it's you know, like, lemonade. It's like when you eat, like, an orange peel, that's what it tastes like, but a lemon.
Don't eat an orange peel.
Yeah.
Unless it's a zest, that's okay.
Yeah, but not the
or like a
the
candied.
Gross, the gross white part.
Candied orange peel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how people make that. What else did we do this last week? Dan was here for a while.
Worked
a
lot.
He was on last week's podcast. Pokemon Go'd. Servers finally stabilized for the most part.
Yeah, we went for a huge walk yesterday.
Yeah, we walked like 4 miles yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I walked a few miles the day before that.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little sunburn on top of my
head. We got a whole bunch of Hitmonlees.
Yeah, there's like a Hitmonlee farm around our lake that's a mile away from us.
We have a lake. It's our lake. We call it the Klesh's Lake.
Yeah, Lake Klesh.
Mm-hmm. I think they call it, other people call it Green Lake.
But they don't know.
And there's a park right below it called Woodland Park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We live on the Woodland Park Avenue. Mm-hmm. And there's the Woodland tell everybody Park. Where we live? It doesn't matter.
Nobody cares. There's
the Woodland Park Zoo.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize there was a Woodland Park.
The Woodland Park. And there's a bunch of trees in Woodland Park. That.
There are. And there's a BMX jumps.
Uh-huh.
Dirt bike jumps.
And there's like a sweet...
there's like a skate park.
Skate park that has like the swimming pools that aren't swimming pools.
Yeah. And like some rampy things. And there's like soccer fields and baseball diamonds and tennis courts.
AstroTurf on the soccer.
And they got like trails you can walk through.
What do they call
nature.
A soccer field? Is it just a
it's
field?
A pitch, I
is
think,
it a pitch?
It? Yeah.
I thought it was like for cricket. Is it a pitch?
I learned about cricket on the Dork Forest podcast.
Oh, what did you know? Tell me about cricket.
So, well, I mean, I didn't finish the podcast, so I don't know all of it, but I know that there's like a strip of in the middle of like hard ground and grass,
mm-hmm.
and they like throw the ball at the ground, and then the batters, they're trying to hit the wickets, but the batter's trying to protect the wickets.
Oh, so
but they're also trying to score runs. The batter has two jobs, is protect the wickets.
So the ball, like the pitcher's trying to throw to knock down the wicket, but the guy with the bat is trying to stop
yeah,
them from
he's
that?
Trying to stop him from doing that.
Oh.
And everybody plays every inning. Which is why casual games are usually only one inning.
Okay.
And, like, the fancy games are, like, three, and they take, like, 5 days. And by the end, like, the strip down the middle, I forgot what it was called, it gets, like, all hard and cracked and stuff.
Because everybody's running
back and
forth.
It's, like, on purpose. Yeah, like, the field conditions change over the 5 days or whatever
nice.
Is the thing.
And, well, that's, like, Quidditch, right? It takes forever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they base Quidditch off of
so,
cricket.
So cricket, when someone catches the golden snitch, it's over?
Yes, that's
okay.
It.
All right.
He's gonna catch the
golden snitch. Or is it just, like, the copper snitch because it's...
No, fair. I think it's over after those innings, and then you can tie.
How do you know how when
you
an inning is
over? You could have
over?
Spent 5 days playing just to tie.
How do you know when an inning is over?
Everybody's batted.
Oh, that's it? You just, yeah. Everybody gets a bat and then they're done?
Well, I don't think they swing once. I don't remember how they tell when someone's batting turn is over.
If
I don't
know
if I got that
if
far.
You know about cricket.
Probably someone does. I gotta finish the podcast.
Send
a, link
us to the Wikipedia article.
No, don't. It's not gonna be
the
helpful.
The only thing I know about cricket is that there's like 70 different positions that you can play.
Yeah, they decide you could just go.
You just stand in a spot. And then that's a specific position.
Yeah, there's like different configurations or whatever of how you can stand. Yeah,
there's like five. Is it five guys?
11.
11 guys, but there's 70 different positions. So
well, there's technically a 12th guy.
Okay.
I guess he's like the pinch guy.
Okay.
He just substitutes in if they need him. So you don't want to be the 12th guy.
Where can we go play a game of cricket?
England. Or
India?
Australia.
Isn't it big in India?
Yes. Well, I think that's a British holdover.
Right.
But
like, well, baseball's big in Japan.
Probably like so. South Africa, right?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Let's call South Africa and ask them if they... Do you know anybody
cricket?
In South Africa?
I know a South African person. I work with her every day.
There you
day.
Go. Well, then ask her if they play cricket in South Africa.
I don't have her
Africa.
Phone number.
But, I mean, you can ask her tomorrow.
I can. She's supposed to be moving desks, so I might actually never see her again.
Be like, hey, before you move desks, do you play cricket?
Do you guys
cricket?
Play cricket? Or whatever.
I wonder if there's, like, American cricket anywhere.
Great. Yeah. I'm sure people play cricket here.
So we watched, we just watched the first episode of this show, Stranger Things.
It's really
Netflix.
Good.
It's really good. It's, like, 1983. It's got, like, an E.T. vibe, but also, like, what was that show that I watched? It was, there was an anime that it reminded me of.
Oh.
It was, like, there was a girl that was in a facility, and she escaped and just killed everybody with her brain.
Oh.
Elfin Lied.
I've never heard of that.
It's anime.
I know, because you said it.
I watched it once.
I still never heard
except
of
there's
it.
A lot more boobs in that.
I'm sure there's our friends who watch anime all the time are like, yeah, that one, that's overrated.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah. People who like to watch anime seem to be really picky about their anime.
Yeah, I don't watch...
Or either they, like, hate all the anime, but the ones no one's ever heard of, or they love all the anime.
I like some... I guess I've seen few anime things,
yeah.
But the ones I've seen that I like...
I tend to find them kind of boring.
Remember when we watched Golden Boy? That
yeah,
was awesome.
That was funny. It was like almost softcore porn.
We found...
It was like What's the step below softcore porn?
It's like sometimes there's a boob.
Really racy. Yeah.
It was like softcore porn for high schoolers.
Yeah. No, I think softcore porn for high schoolers is just softcore porn.
Okay, for like junior high.
You were in high school.
No, I know. But
you were in high school once.
It was, there were some boobs in it.
What grade do you have to get to in like England before they let you stop going to school? I don't even know what grade it is here.
Well, they have like...
Did you have to be like 15 before you can drop out of school? Something like that?
So I'm going
to
give you my interpretation of the British school system. The grades?
Oh, their school system's so confusing. They probably think ours is confusing.
I think there's like primary school,
I think ours is easy, right? It's just grade 0 to 12 and then you go to college. But they call college a different thing.
Well, college is like...
So it's kindergarten through 12th grade and you go to university. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Right. Yeah, we have...
For the American
system. Well, college is like getting ready for university, right?
No, I'm talking about here, though.
Right. Well, I'm trying to tell you about the.
No, I'm saying ours is easier. To me, ours is more.
From my interpretation, from what I've seen on television.
Understood. So for the United States, you go to kindergarten, which is like the, it's the first grade, but it's not first grade.
It's zero.
But I don't think everybody goes to kindergarten.
Well, they have preschool too.
There's preschool, but not everybody goes to preschool either.
Yeah. I think everybody goes. You have to go to kindergarten.
You have to go to kindergarten.
It's like grade zero. How else are you going to learn how to have a nap?
I don't remember having naps in kindergarten. I'm sure we did, but we only had half-day kindergarten, so...
Oh, yeah, we didn't. We had full-day.
Yeah, you had full-day kindergarten.
But we had half-day
I had afternoon preschool. Kindergarten, and I think that set up my whole life for being a late sleeper-inner. Yeah. That and my mom was in college when I was a kid, so she didn't, like, get up and go to work and have a routine every day.
Mm.
So, yeah. Anyway, so it's kindergarten through 12th grade. You pretty much just keep going through the grades. You have to do them all, and then you graduate... Mm. And then and you go to a university.
So you start first grade when you're like 6 or 7? I think
Yeah, you start first grade at 6.
So and then second grade is 7, third grade is 8.
Et cetera.
And then 12th grade is like 17.
17, 18, yep.
So, but like Hogwarts, right? You start there when you're
That's
10.
Not, okay. Can we be clear that that's not real?
Yeah, you run into a wall at the train station.
It's not, none of this is real.
And then
I thought we were talking about the
Hogwarts.
Real British school system where they... They do primary school.
Yeah, it's
and
primary,
then...
and then you go to, I don't know. I know that there's
college.
What
happens after? There's something in between. Is there something in between primary and college?
Because, all of the...
Is there middle school in Britain?
The only reference I have to school in Britain is Harry Potter, In-Betweeners, and Skins.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, okay. I was going to say Misfits, but they were all...
Yeah, they were older.
They were older, and also, even if they weren't older, they weren't going to be in school.
They were going to go... Oh, Misfits was
They
so
were
good,
Asmabs.
What are they called?
Never mind. It's Asbo. That's what it is.
Oh, the Asbo
that's a
kids.
Thing. Yeah. So is there something between primary and college?
Probably.
So is college is like where you get to pick what courses you want and then you take A levels or something?
I think you have to get A levels.
You take the courses, or you take the test, right? I thought that was what the test was.
What are the
was.
Owls? Is that That's something different?
That's the Harry Potter version. And you take a test, and then if you're good at it, then for some reason that matters.
Well, no, it's like how many courses did you pass?
I'm so sorry for anybody listening who actually knows any of this.
Yeah. See, the thing is we're
we
not
don't know
in,
any
in
of
Britain
this.
At all.
Yeah. Maybe we should not talk about it. We don't actually know anything about
it. This is just us figuring it out.
I know. We can't just make it up, though.
I think we're just... Anybody who's not in England or anywhere in Britain right now, you guys believe us.
Yeah. You probably don't. It's fine. You shouldn't. We have no idea what we're talking about.
But yeah, anyway, we watched Stranger Things, and it's awesome.
It's real good. We only watched the first episode, but we're going to go watch the second episode.
Yeah, we're
going to
watch the next one. But it's good. Just some kid gets eaten by Demogorgon.
Hopefully in other countries, but probably not in other countries. Because other countries kind of get the shaft when it comes to Netflix.
Yeah. We did watch a Netflix movie. Well, half of
we
a Netflix
We tried to
movie
watch a Netflix movie called Rebirth. It's bad. Don't watch it. If you were considering watching it,
I mean,
it's not good.
You don't watch it if you want.
No.
But you might, if you don't feel bad if you want to turn it off about a third of the way in.
You don't even have to make it a third of the way in. It's okay. We lasted longer than we should have.
Yeah, there's a lot of parts somewhere in the middle where he just kind of like runs through hallways.
Yeah, it's not
So I just
kind of
fast-forwarded through those.
It's also not good or interesting.
Yeah, I kind of want to know what happens at the end of it, though.
Yeah, but not enough to watch it. I want to know, but I don't want to know
I
want to
watch it at like
I feel like he just gets out of it, and then it goes back to his life, and then maybe slightly changed.
I think because they gave him a knife at the beginning.
I think he's going to kill somebody. I think he has to
stab someone.
Maybe himself.
I think he's going to stab a motherfucker.
Yeah. Could be.
I don't know who.
I don't know who either.
But that was like a... That's the, what do you call it? Chekhov's gun.
Yeah, the knife.
The knife in the first act.
Chekhov's knife.
They wouldn't put it there unless he needed it.
You have to talk. I'm drinking water.
Oh. Oh, let me get a snack. Hold on. What do we got?
Oh, that's not new at all.
These are not new. We've already had these, but I'm just going to have one anyway.
You want one? That's an almond milk candy.
Got one?
Yeah, okay.
So I really want to get a Snorlax.
I want a Snorlax too. I want a Chansey. I want a Mr. Mime.
Yeah, Chansey would be nice.
I don't know where to get any of these. All I get is a lot of water Pokemon. Yeah. And not even any of them are Magikarp. Unless you live
by a lake.
I don't think it is. I think water Pokemon come in cities too.
It's weird.
Just like part of being in a city. Weird. So we both live by a lake and live in a city, so all the water Pokemon. Which is why it's ridiculous that my Flareon was what owned a gym for like 45 minutes.
There's a lot of Vaporeons around too.
Yeah, all the Eeveelutions are really...
Jolteon, not so much.
I think it's kind of... It's honestly the metagame or whatever you want to call it is kind of boring. Because it's like the same six Pokemon that are in charge of everything.
Yeah, I saw an Arcanine today.
Yeah, but for the most part, it's the three Eeveelutions, Snorlax, like Lapras, and...
Dragonite.
I haven't seen Dragonite.
I saw Dragonite.
And like Slowbro. I don't know. That's just what I see a lot of around here that's in charge of stuff.
Yeah. But they get knocked down pretty quick and somebody else puts a new one in. There's a lot of Hypnos around just because they're common.
Yeah, because Drowsy show up in residential areas apparently at night. There's a whole guide to it that I saw on Reddit today.
Oh, really? What shows up
where? Maybe it was Facebook. I'm not
sure.
Where
did Ditto show up?
I don't know if I believe it, but I didn't see Ditto on there. I might not have been looking that hard, but I didn't see Ditto on there.
A lot of Weedles.
Yeah, a lot of Weedles, a lot of Spearows, a lot of Pidgeys.
Yeah.
Everybody's got Pidgeys, but I think we have more Spearows than normal.
Hmm.
Yeah. Pokemon Go's fun, though. I'm glad that they've recovered their servers. They launched in other countries and bounced back much quicker than they really could have, so.
Yeah, they're doing good.
They still haven't launched in Japan. That's probably going to be a big test. Yeah, they've had to hold off on the Japan launch because of the server issue.
I thought they would get it first.
You would think so, but they didn't. Australia got it first.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry, Japan.
Yeah.
I know that there was, like, one town in South Korea that got it.
Really?
Because the way the map was set up, like, the top corner.
Just, like, a little bit of it.
There was one town in the top corner that had it.
That's hilarious.
So everybody in South Korea is, like, driving to this one town.
Local businesses are making a killing by just putting, like, lures out on Pokestops that are near them. I feel bad for businesses that don't have Pokestops, because they're really getting screwed right now.
Yeah.
Because there's competition, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah, there's no...
I honestly think that, so, the Pokemon stops come from portals from Ingress. So, right. Ingress was Niantic's other game, and they took a subset of those portals and made them into Pokemon stops. I think what they're going to do is I think they're going to make more Pokestops, but they're going to allow business owners to pay them to do it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like, you pay $50 or whatever, and you can have a Pokestop.
Or you just do a subscription, like you pay $5 a month or whatever.
So that's revenue for you, but it also means increased business. So I don't know if they'll do that, but the fact that they have McDonald's hard-coded into their coding suggests that they've already considered that.
Mm-hmm. Just every McDonald's gets a Pokestop.
No, it's just every McDonald's in, like, some Asian country. I don't know which one.
Sure. But, yeah, I mean, it's something they can do. Like, they can go through, like, Google Maps and be like, search for this.
Every
McDonald's, put a Pokestop. Yeah. Every Taco Bell, whatever.
Yep.
Every Pizza Hut. Every KFC.
At a certain point, though, like, you can't do all of them because you're going to oversaturate your Pokestops.
Yeah.
Part of the point of it is that you should have to travel a little bit, right?
Right. Well, I mean, the thing with us is we're, like, I don't know how they decided them for Ingress or if, like, people requested them.
It was just users, like, took pictures and submitted them into, like, in a form, so.
Oh,
these have all mostly been user-submitted.
Nice.
So it's users of Ingress. So cities that don't have Ingress people in them. Or small towns and stuff don't really have Pokestops.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep.
Should have taken a picture of our wall. This is the gym.
My boss at work, her and her husband They play Ingress, or at least her husband does. And she's getting, like, real elitist about Ingress. She's like, I tried Pokemon, but it's, like, watered down Ingress, and all my friends are complaining about it.
Nice.
I think it's funny. She wasn't being mean about it or anything.
Yeah, just that Ingress is like, oh, it's so much better. Well, I'm sure they... This well, is they just have the a more developed base.
Community. Not even just a community base, but there's, like, in-app chat with your own team.
Mm.
Because what they do is... So Ingress has maps that have, like, pentagons or rhombuses or some shit that, like, you own that area.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the number of portals that you own in it, your area grows bigger or smaller. Mm. So one faction can wage war. They can all communicate and be like, we're going to go over here and start to take over this area.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll get to that in Pokemon.
I hope they don't.
Or they do something different.
I honestly hope they don't do that. I think it's too much competition for
this. There's already too much competition.
Yeah, it's stupid. There's all this tribalism that doesn't make any sense, and people are being jerks about it.
Because everybody's like, team this one is better than team that other
and
one.
And it's not helping. It's not making
And then this third
better.
Team, they're dumb.
We made up a fourth team because we hate all the three teams.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. I don't know. I don't like that part of it.
But people, like, latched onto that super quickly, too.
They really did.
Like, within, like, hours, they're like, this team is awesome, all the other teams are dumb.
Right, it's an arbitrary choice.
It is. You're just like, which one do I want? Oh, I like Zapdos. I'll take
yeah,
that
right?
one.
Yeah, right? Like, I like the color red.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we did. We played a lot of Pokemon Go. We watched
Stranger
Things.
It's pretty
much
been our week for the
last
week.
Yeah, we did a lot
of Pokemon Go.
Dan was here.
We went to a restaurant nearby called Tiger Lee Ox.
Tiger Lee Ox, the Vietnamese sandwiches.
Yeah, it's just like banh mi. It was good.
It's like a food truck in a building.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had, what was it?
You had
Vietnamese
iced coffee.
Iced coffee, which was
super sweet.
Super sweet and really bitter.
Yeah.
Sweet and bitter at the same time.
I don't think theirs was probably very good.
No, it wasn't.
I
drank it, and I
did
not complain.
My coworker drinks it, like, every day. She gets it from the food truck nearby, so I'm pretty sure it must be better
I think I'd rather just have just regular coffee.
Yeah, me too. I don't like iced coffee, though.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of
iced coffee.
Tends
to get bitter.
I like just regular, like, hot coffee with some milk in it.
I just like black coffee. As long as it's good coffee. If it's crap coffee, I have to put something in it.
Yeah, you gotta, like, ooh.
I don't like sweet coffee, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
if I'm gonna get a sweet,
like
yeah, if
sweet
I'm gonna get
coffee.
A sweet coffee drink, I'm gonna get it because I want to taste the other
so
thing that's not coffee.
So we have to. We made tiny hamburgers tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, we have to get car insurance.
Oh, yeah,
we were gonna do that tonight, but I don't want to do it tonight.
No, we'll do it tomorrow.
It's too late.
I have the window open for it already.
Okay, well, I don't want to worry about it tonight.
Yeah.
I'm
no, we'll get
beyond
it tomorrow.
That point. Anyway, you made tiny hamburgers, progressively tinier hamburgers.
No, the last two were big. The first two were...
Oh, it was the other way around.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm making eight hamburgers.
The first two are like silver dollar size. They're so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
They're adorable, but they're
Well, they're the tiniest.
Impractical.
They're the tiniest hamburgers.
They're
I wanted to make a bunch of them. We're trying to be frugal.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, we have a Patreon.
Hold on. Don't plug the Patreon again.
Okay.
I was going to say that what we could do to be frugal is eat less food.
Uh-huh.
Then we would get skinny.
Yeah.
Especially with all the walking we're doing.
Yeah.
My sister keeps texting me that she loses weight, and I'm just like, oh. Because I'm gaining weight because we're not eating healthier, even though I beg you to eat healthier.
Uh-huh.
So that's a note.
So we could just have rice?
Rice isn't that healthy.
Okay, then we could just have vegetables. Only vegetables. We'll get frozen vegetables.
Well, you have to eat other stuff, too.
Can't just eat vegetables, but that's
how
you...
No, that's not what
works.
No, you're taking my words out of context.
Oh.
I said I can't just eat broccoli.
Oh, you want other vegetables.
I'm going to need more than just
you
one
broccoli and
single
cauliflower.
No, but really, though, like, you have to have a varied, balanced diet, but at the same time, like, we shouldn't be eating hamburgers.
Okay, so we'll just eat cauliflower and
broccoli.
No,
see, this is what you do. You tend to simplify stuff too much. You can't do that, because you have to have, like, varied diet, varied food.
Okay.
To be healthy as a person. Otherwise, you get, like, vitamin deficiency.
What if we
and
just
stuff?
Drink soybeans?
No.
Don't they have a thing that you could just eat that and that's
no,
all you need?
No, that's a different thing entirely. And I don't want to discuss that because you're just going to be shitty about it. Every time we discuss it, you are. And I'm not into that tonight.
It's because they named it after the
no,
wrong thing.
No, please don't. Please. Please. Like, I'm honestly begging you. Let's
no,
not.
I know. I'm just saying. But I think it's a good idea.
No. It tastes terrible,
does
apparently.
It?
Yeah.
Nah, whatever. I don't mind.
I think you would mind. Yeah, it's a little pricey.
Well, then why are we even bothering about it?
It's for simplicity's sake, I think, is the point of it. And we're not bothering with it. That's the whole point. We're not going to.
Maybe if they make it less bad tasting and less expensive.
Yeah.
See, there's three things that we need. There's three things you have to have for any meal, right?
Yep.
It
has to taste good. It has to be cheap.
And it has, yeah, and it has to be good for you. Yeah. Cheap, healthy, and taste good. Those three things are important.
Yeah.
Two out of three is okay, but you want all three.
I really want all three.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
We just eat less food.
Frozen vegetables.
No.
I will eat broccoli for every meal, every day.
No, that's disgusting. I'm not doing that. That's
Brussels
so gross. Sprouts. No. How are you missing the point here?
Okay, give me an example.
There has to be something in between
give
the thing
me an
that you're saying, let's just eat one vegetable, and I am saying let's not eat, like, hamburgers and fries. You don't have to go polar opposite. You can go somewhere in
something
the middle.
Something simple and cheap. And
it doesn't have to be simple.
Oh, I like simple.
Simple
though.
Was not part of the criteria.
No, I like simple though. That's like a fourth
cheap?
Optional one.
No.
That's like that makes it like a pyramid.
Yeah, but it was cheap and healthy and tastes good, right?
Uh-huh.
There was nothing.
I'm adding another.
No, I'm nixing simple because it doesn't need to be.
Oh, but it takes so much time to not have it simple.
Not really. You just have to know what you're doing.
You have a certain allotted amount of time per day. And we can't get more than that.
We can, because you just prep it on Sunday. That's the whole point, right? Meal prep Sunday.
Just make a bunch of buckets.
Yeah, you said
of
you
it.
Wanted to do that so it could be healthier, and then you just didn't.
Okay, so we got to find anybody who has simple recipes.
No, the internet's got that. They got that covered.
Anybody
They've had that
who
covered
has
for
the
ages.
Internet, you look up simple recipes and then just do those, and then we'll find our own.
Yeah. Make your own recipes.
Make them on Sunday, because what are you looking at?
Oh, I'm just looking at the screen behind you.
How is it?
Oh, looks good. Looks
cool.
Like a screen.
Cool.
Moving.
Cool.
Moving a little bit.
Cool.
Some bad stuff's been going on in the world. There's like some shootings and like a guy drove a van into some people.
You know, if all those people in the crowd had their own trucks, they'd be okay.
Stand your ground. You just didn't have your own truck.
Mm-hmm. If you had your own truck.
Yeah, if they all had concealed carry truck permits.
They'd all be fine.
You just gotta give trucks out to people.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Where's the trucks rights advocates?
Uh-huh. Alright, what time is it? Is it time to be
no.
over?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Where's our joke? Oh, it's under the... We sent Marcus this package.
I don't know if he got it yet.
No, he did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He didn't understand the joke book. He's like, what's this page of Polish jokes?
Like, no, it's rich people jokes.
Yeah, well, you crossed out Polish and put rich people like I told you to.
Did you hear about the rich person girl who kept all her cold cream on ice?
Well, that's redundant. Why would you do that? It's already cold.
Because she's rich.
Oh, yeah, they don't know. She's trying. Her maid didn't show up that day, so she's like, I'm pretty sure this goes on ice.
Hold on, what's the rich person name?
A boy or girl? Male or female?
Oh,
it's
a last name.
Oh, last name. Did you try Richmond?
Richmond. Richmond rushed into the police station. Arrest my girl, she belongs to a gang of smugglers.
What?
What proof have you got? Asked the desk sergeant. I just came from her house. While I was there, the phone rang, and a man's voice said, hasn't that dope gone yet?
I get it.
But he doesn't understand that he's the dope.
Yeah, he's the dope. Because he wouldn't get that. He wouldn't understand that. Rich people don't have time for jokes.
They don't have time to understand who the dope is.
Yeah, they don't know.
Or what they think it's... He thinks he's this drug smuggler.
How about some lovin', asked Richmond. Sorry, I have scruples, replied the girl. Oh, that's okay, said the rich man. I'd be vaccinated. Did you hear about the rich person man who wore a blindfold so he could go on a blind date?
No.
I thought that was a real thing when I was a kid.
I know. It's
like,
like
I thought you went
date.
Like into the restaurant blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
And then they like took off the blindfold so you could see who your date was.
Are you the rich person in this story?
I might be. I mean, I never had a blind date, but.
Are you that rich person?
Richmond met What's another rich person last name? What's the one we were using before? Do you remember?
Richards.
Oh, no, I don't think that's the one we were using.
It was.
Was it?
Because it's like Reed Richards. We all went through the whole
thing. Oh, maybe. Yeah, you're right. Richmond met Richards on the beach at Atlantic City.
Richie Richardson.
How you like the motel you staying at? Okay, but the couple in the room next to me must be collecting stamps. Why you say that? Because all night long they keep saying, you show me yours and I'll show you mine. Nobody says that though, do they?
I'll show you mine.
No, but you wouldn't say that all night.
All night long. I'll do it.
That's like their fancy, like
if I show you yours,
that's the you're gonna show thing me mine. Up with. They're like, yeah, show me yours and show I'll show
it.
You mine.
Let me see it. Let me see it. Yours. You're it.
I don't know what. I don't know what you need.
I'm gonna show you my stamps.
I don't have any stamps. Well, I have a book, probably.
I'll show you my magic cards.
Tom took. What's a rich person lady name?
Rich
Melda. Tom took Rich Melda, his rich person lady date, into one of the New York swankiest supper clubs.
Okay.
Now she's probably paying then, huh? The girl, fresh from a small Pennsylvania mining town.
Hey. Hey, wait a second.
Wait one more.
Wait a minute. I'm from a small Pennsylvania mining town.
Gazed admiringly at the plush surroundings. Finally, the waiter arrived at their table. Two dry martinis, please, said Tom. Oh, that sounds good, said Rich Melda.
Rich Melda?
I'm sorry, I messed up her name. I'll have two martinis, too.
That's fair.
Yeah, why would he presume to know what she wanted to order?
Uh-huh.
He's the jerk here.
Yeah. Rich Melda's got it going on.
Did you hear about the rich person girl who thought a penal colony was an all-male nudist camp?
I believe that.
Here's a long one. Richmond, in a body cast, lay in a hospital bed explaining to a doctor how he fell off the roof and broke most of his bones. 20 years ago, I'd be on road selling brushes when my car broke down and I walked to nearby house to use the phone, he began. A good-looking blonde built like a brick shipyard answered the door.
Brick shipyard.
She didn't have phone, but asked me to stay over till morning. I stay in upstairs room. That night she asked if I need anything, I tell her no. 1 hour later, she come back again, ask if I want anything. I tell her everything all right. Around midnight, she stop by again and ask if I want anything. I tell her I be fine. What's that got to do with your accident? Asked the doctor. Well, said the rich person, I be up on the roof fixing TV antenna when I remember that night back then, and all of a sudden I realize what she driving at. I jumped up, fell off the roof, and here I am. That's a...
You just figured it out.
There's like a subreddit dedicated to that, I think, of like people realizing later that like,
oh shit.
Oh, they're just like in the shower, they're like, she wanted to do it 20 years ago. How did I not? I was 14. I didn't know.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Since a person uses about the same amount of energy walking for 10 kilometers as running for 10 kilometers, would a person use more energy running for 10 minutes, walking for 10 minutes, or is the same amount of energy spent? Why?
Walking for 10 minutes. So it says you use the same amount of energy to go the same distance?
Mm-hmm. Would you use more energy running? Because
running, because you go farther.
You get there faster.
Yeah.
This person's time runs for 10 minutes, cover much greater distance than burn more energy. That's just That's just a thing.
In a small village in rich person land, we'll call it the Seychelles. In a small village in the Seychelles during the war with Germany.
Seychelles.
This premise is falling apart a little bit. You know, the famous Seychelles-German war.
How about Ibiza?
No.
No? You don't like Ibiza?
That's like more like a party spot. The Seychelles were like the people who want to hang out and chill with a yacht for 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Airplanes were entirely new. The villagers thought they were enormous birds called brain pickers. During an air raid... what was our... Rich Melda?
Rich Melda.
Rich Melda, frightened of the brain pickers, stuck her head in a pile of straw, leaving her buttocks exposed in the air. a passing man took the opportunity to have intercourse with her from behind.
So a little rapey. That's a little rapey. All right.
Pick away, she cried from underneath the straw. You'll never get to my brains that way. Everything is... You should have sent that page to Marcus.
Can I read that myself?
Yes, please do. It doesn't get any better when you read it yourself. That's rough.
Leaving her buttocks exposed in the air. A passing man took the opportunity. That's what happens in rich person land.
The opportunity.
Just.
She was asking.
She was. I mean.
No!
Okay. Professor Bumble has a box of socks in his closet containing 24 red socks and 24 green socks.
Mm-hmm.
Bumble wants to be certain his socks match, but cannot see the colors since his closet is completely dark. What is the smallest number of socks?
Three.
That he needs removed in order to be certain of having two socks of the same color.
Three.
Explain.
Three. So you picked one, it's red, and one, it's... What's the other color? Blue?
No.
What was the other color? Black?
Mm-mm.
What was the other color?
Green.
Okay, red and green.
Mm-hmm. You don't even know
one,
what color.
Number one is red, number two is green. Number three is either going to be red or green. So he has a pair. Mm-hmm. Learned that shit in, like, fourth grade.
Three.
Yeah.
Since there are only two colors, the third sock has to be a match of one of the first two.
Uh-huh. What's a rich person lady last name?
Rich. Richman?
Richman it is.
I mean, that's a
pretty.
It's Richmelda Richman.
A pretty Miss Richman was sitting on her front porch knitting some tiny garments.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother said to a neighbor, "Boy, I'm so glad to see that she's taken an interest in something besides running around with all the boys." That's the whole joke. I don't know what that...
She caught preggers.
I didn't get that. Okay.
All right. Let's say goodnight to Richmelda.
No.
I'm tired. And I want to watch...
No, I want to say this one because it's funny.
All right. You say one more. And then we're done.
Richmond was built so large, none of the girls in the whorehouse could accommodate him.
Okay.
That took a turn real quick.
Yep.
They were discussing it after he had left. It reminds me of a stove pipe, said one of the prosties.
Prosty. Okay. That's
big, huh? Asked the other. No, she replied. Dirty. I just wanted to say prosty.
They couldn't accommodate him.
They couldn't accommodate
with
him.
With his dirty thingy. Alright,
Do we title this one, A Passing Man Took the Opportunity, or One of the Prosties?
One of the Alright, I'm just gonna stop it.
Okay, now I gotta sign off.
Goodbye, applesauce. It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.